How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
We are back in the study nook.
The study nook.
On the bureau, the listener is listening to us. It's still lovely in here.
Quite warm though, isn't it? We do need a fan. We are going to need a fan as the...
Yes.
As the summer progresses. You've still got...
I've still got the 3 days. I know. It's more fuss to take it off than it is to...
Is it?
Well, we started now.
You can take it off if you want.
There's no room in here, and I'm all arms when I take a thing off.
Why are you all arms? You fight Mr. Tickle?
Yes. I mean, imagine writing a children's book.
Mr. Tickle. Different times.
Susie, you just told me a very sad story about how your cat, Velma...
Yes.
I know from your Instagram... knocked your lovely Chortle Award off the shelf.
Listen, I got a Chortle Award for being the best club comic, apparently. I mean, it's just voted by the public, but it's very nice.
Susie,
it's a lovely day out.
Who are you, Velma?
And then, and I put it up on, I thought, oh, I won't display it. And then Alice, the girlfriend, said, no, you should put it up. It's like, you know, I've never won anything, Tom. I don't mind telling you either. I've never won a thing. So I was like, yeah, maybe I should put it up. Maybe it is something I could be proud of. And I put it up in the lounge, and Velma jumped onto the side and kicked it off. So that's what she thinks of me winning a children's award. I think what she's saying is, I'm going to keep you down to earth.
Don't get ideas above your station.
And do you know what? I don't mind that. I think fair play to her.
Good for her, actually. Yeah, good for her. Until she's won something, then she'll know.
Oh, then we'll all know about it. Don't worry about that. You know what she's like.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much she's going to win things.
Well, it's so difficult for cats, isn't it?
Unless they're close personal friends with Angela Webber.
Then they do very well.
They do very well, actually.
Is that coming... Oh, no, that's... It's not coming back? No, they're filming it.
They're like a live action... What a ridiculous... Like,
oh.
I love musicals.
Sure.
I think Cats is so fucking stupid. I can't get on board.
I've never been... I don't think I've ever seen it, actually. Maybe I'll see the film.
Yeah, I've not seen it live, but I've seen, like, clips of it and stuff, and I'm like, oh, absolutely fuck off.
When we were both on...
Am I bitchy today?
Wow, I mean, it's a strong opinion. We were both recently on the series of 8 out of 10 Cats, I had to blow out a friend, not to get on the show, I had to blow out a friend... socially.
Sure, I didn't really know where we were going with that, but I thought, oh, Tom, be nice and open. The audience loved that.
No shame. And I said, oh, I can't meet you because I'm filming Cats. And they were immediately like, oh my God, you got to buy Cats. What are you playing? And that's so exciting.
Yeah.
And then I had to tell
Jenny Bead had an audition for it. For one of the nights.
She would have been good.
She didn't get it.
But
I was very disappointed. Jenny Bead, friend of the show, also, you might have seen her open for me on tour. She's absolutely brilliant.
She's very nice, but very funny.
Yeah, very funny.
She would have been a great mouse.
Didn't get it. So now I've got no interest in the film.
It's difficult, isn't it, when someone tells you a story like that?
Yeah, very difficult.
It's very difficult to get past it.
Very difficult. So they thought that you were ahead of part in Cats with the Rumpelstiltskin Tigger or something?
Yeah, I would have been great as that one.
Yeah, or the one that sings Midnight. No,
Memory. Yeah. Yeah, would have been great.
Do you know what I was also going to say? I don't think that's a great musical theatre song.
But don't you remember as a teenager, it was like the go-to, like in a school cabaret? Like,
yeah, and it would always be done really badly.
Or
what would you have done in a school cabaret?
A monologue from, Talking Heads.
Not the fantastic band.
Not the band, yeah.
Watch out, Downton, you might need your wrinkle. I'd love to see you do that.
I love Talking Heads, actually. I forget how many of the songs I like.
They're always in my playlist.
Are they? Oh, that's a good choice.
I always have one or two of them, because they're really fun songs.
Yeah, I bet. I had, what did I have? No, I did Her Big Chance from Alan Bennett's Talking Heads. In year nine, they were doing a cabaret, and I decided I wanted to play a woman. And so I did Julie Waters' Talking Heads monologue. Everyone was like, what are you doing? They were so shaming about it. Looking back, I think it was quite...
very brave. I mean, the signs were there.
You know, the signs were there.
So here's Tom. He's obsessed with Julie Waters. He's got a lot of chatty female friends.
Do you know?
He carries a briefcase.
They came on board in the end, but, like, I remember the drama teacher being very dismissive of the idea. And I was, like, trying to take it seriously around the schoolwork.
Oh, bless your heart for wanting... bless your heart for doing it. Like, so many people would have thought, like, that would be a fun thing to do, but I couldn't possibly say, I want to do a Julie Waters monologue.
Yes.
In year nine.
In year nine. And I'm a boy.
Do you remember any of it?
It would have been a big issue.
Can you hear any other listener within
I can't remember. It was all, like... because she thinks she's being an actress.
Yeah.
Have you read the
monologue? Yeah.
I can't remember. There were sort of lines but mentioning, like, Leon Solent. And the director saying things like, I wanted an actress who could speak French, not pigeon Spanish. Like, there's all these kind of, like, tragic... because it's basically... she ends up making a porn film, and she doesn't realise she thinks it's...
Yeah. She thinks it's a... film.
It seems it's a big film.
Like an art house film or something.
So, horrendous. Yeah.
They're so great, aren't they, those monologues?
Well, I remember being obsessed with those. I had a great English teacher called Miss Abbott.
Ciao.
And she had done a dissertation at university on Alan Bennett's Talking Heads. And she she was the big influence.
Is she the one that you're still in touch with?
I occasionally run into her. I'm not in touch with her that much, though.
Oh, right. That's so nice. You need one good teacher, don't you?
Yes. I did have lots of good teachers, I would say.
But, I mean, it's good to have, like, you know, that one teacher that really, like, ignites something that you...
yes.
...have a real interest in or a passion for.
Absolutely. And it's often, like, one thing they say or one thing they happen to be like, what about that?
Yeah.
Did you have a teacher like that?
Mr. Griffiths.
Richard Griffiths, the actor.
Richard Griffiths, the actor, yeah.
From Pie in the Sky.
Yeah. Adrian Griffiths.
What did he teach?
He drove a Toyota. I'll say no more. He taught English, but because my dyslexia was quite severe, I sort of like opted out of English in some ways. Like I did the work, but not. I was like, oh, I'm not very good at it. It's fine. But then when I spoke to him once about wanting to go to drama school, he was like, what are you going to do? He was really chatty and friendly. He said, what do you want to do when you're older? And I said, I really want to go to drama school. I really want to be an actress. And he went, you know, you're going to need to do your English to be able to get into to be able to do drama at college. To then, you know, you're going to have to. Gonna have to get, you know, the English literature and, you know, stuff like that. It's really important for an actress. And then he sort of gave me, like, he sort of tutored me.
Oh.
Like, but we didn't pay him or anything, but he gave me so much extra time. And I always waited around at the end of lessons to ask him questions that I was sort of, that I didn't want to ask in front of everyone in case they were stupid. I've tried to track him down.
Mm.
I've tried to, like, find him, like, I've looked at the school, he doesn't teach there anymore. I've looked on Facebook for him. And he was probably in his 40s when he was teaching me. You know, so he's not that, you know, he'd be like maybe 60 now. But
yeah.
I would love to write to him or get in touch with him and say, just so you know, you had a profound effect on me.
Yeah, it makes such a difference.
And I now do this with my life. And I'm not sure that it would have been, you know, him helping me help me go to a good college. And then I got into a good drama school.
Yeah.
And then from drama school I found stand-up. And I think without any of those pieces in the puzzle, I might not be here in this red cupboard.
In this beautiful
talking into a machine with you.
Resting on a fold-out bureau. But, yeah, no, they do have... and that's the thing, though, isn't it? I suppose they must... and they must do that for lots of people in different ways. It must be the joy of it rather than the bits when they're having to tell. Like, all right, you're right, shut up, sit down, stop telling things. Like, it must be so boring at the end of the day when you have to make your class go into assembly. And, like, did you have...
you had assembly at the end of the day?
Yeah, at secondary school we did. Was yours at the beginning?
Yeah.
At primary school, ours always was at the beginning.
We didn't have a lot of assemblies, we didn't have them every day. We had, like, form group.
We had form every morning, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Assembly every afternoon?
No. What did we have? Fridays were home early.
Oh, sweet.
Finished at 2:55. Or maybe 3:05.
So nice.
And then one was year assembly. Maybe Mondays was year assembly.
Yeah.
That was in the gym. Mm,
of course. And would it be like, did you go to a religious school?
No, but it was in the days when you were supposed to do like an act of worship.
Yeah, so what would be... so, because I was at a Catholic...
mine was always Judy Garland.
Waters or Garland?
But yeah, she was at Waters, so that would be better.
The Julies.
The Julies.
because we would have maybe a him
and a her
and a her, and someone would have to read a passage from the Bible.
Oh, really? Because yours was like proper,
Not that I'm Catholic, but it was just apparently a good school.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Spoiler alert: it wasn't.
Those Catholics, they get the good schools.
Yeah, and they, yeah, and then someone would like read a story about, you know, some other. Well, yeah, that one. No,
the whole.
Yeah, the whole of the Leviticus. Well, I was just, you know, loudly gay internally.
Listening.
Lovely story. Or they'd read a story about, like, you know, someone that has to walk a long way for water.
Oh, one of those.
And around. How we should all feel very guilty about the fact that we don't have to do that. And you just want to go, I'm not dealing with policy.
Yes, that's what I always think about so many of these issues. I'm like, I can only do so much.
Like, I'm 14.
I don't have a boat.
And I've just got my period and I'm really spotty.
I've got quite a lot going on, actually.
I'm really sorry to this girl has to walk a long way. What am I supposed to say? So I hope you all feel guilty now. And you're like, that's another emotion to feel. I'm already feeling quite a lot of shame, so guilt can go with that.
Why have we got a fucking swimming pool that we have to use then?
Well, exactly! Yeah.
Send that over to them.
Yeah. Well, you remember when your mum would say, like, there are children in Africa starving, and you'd be like, well, I don't know, I just don't want to finish the sausage and mash.
I don't like this shepherd's pie. Yeah. Never liked shepherd's pie, fun fact about me.
Where do you think that is from?
I don't really like mince. Ironic.
I know. Well, you like a chili con carne?
That I don't mind. That I don't mind. Because it's got a... It's got a...
Like a fiesta vibe?
It's got a fiesta vibe. It's got a... You know, it's got a whole world that goes with it. For me, it's brightly coloured bunting. It's maybe a piñata.
Sure.
It's some, you know, some sort of food blog. That Thomasina woman is there.
Yeah.
You know, it's all of that.
Is that you in a dress?
Yes, that's what I call myself.
Doing a Julie Walters monologue.
Doing my Julie Walters monologue, yeah.
And then a song by Julie Garland.
Yes, it's a wonderful evening. You must come.
We've kept it quite reasonably priced. We don't want to price anyone out.
We don't want to price anybody out. Tickets are literally free.
It's in Tom's garden. So, like, you know the PO box. That's the only way to get tickets.
The only way. We're having to do a tour of assemblies.
We once had a Christian rock.
I was going to say, did you have a Christian group come in? Oh my god. And one of them looked like this girl in our year called Julia. And everyone was like, oh my god, Julia's up on stage, which we thought was hilarious.
Hilarious, yeah.
Like uncontrollable giggles. Yeah. Laughing so much.
We had one and they were like a rock band and the girl was like, so this time, it was a period of time that was very sort of Linkin Park.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, like, a lot of, like, and then some talky bits when I'm doing this because I'm so angry.
Yes,
so,
all the boys in my year were into that. I was not part of it.
She was... The girl was seeing that. The girl, I mean, I don't want to sound homophobic, but she couldn't have looked more gay.
Right.
She looked so... She it was like she'd made a decision to look gay.
Yeah.
Then was singing about Jesus in a very Catholic environment. I feel like she probably wasn't out.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too.
And she had like a t-shirt on saying, like, Jesus loves me.
Oh.
And you think...
Come on.
He probably does. But you want to be his favourite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You seem quite annoying.
If he loves you, he wants you to enjoy yourself.
And, and it was really... And, you know, they were all... Look, if you're in a Christian rock band, fair play to you.
Please get in touch. We'd love to come and see you.
And maybe you could play at Tom's Garland Waters night.
Garland Waters.
Waters in the Garland.
Waters, the Garland Gala evening. It's in the swimming pool. It's a swimming gala as well.
It's just a lot. There's just a lot on. We're just trying to fit in a lot of things.
There's a lot of... There's a lot
There'll be a chili con carne.
There'll be, obviously, a chili con carne. Peñata.
All those things. Mm. But, yeah, I remember being in... Like, I remember watching the Christian rock band in the Assembly Hall, which had a theatre stage, but they would never use it because we weren't allowed to do any... We didn't do any plays.
Really? Awful. Oh, we were very lucky like that.
Instead, we once had someone come in who'd won a silver medal. No, a bronze medal.
Oh, those people always did it.
In hockey.
We had someone come in from prison. Did you have that?
No.
Because they were like... He was doing like a thing where he went around prison, went around school.
Don't do this.
Like, don't end up like me. He was like, you think you're going to... What clothes do you think you're going to wear? oh, you don't get to dress up in prison. Why do you want to dress up in prison? It's only you and a bunch of blokes. Why do you want to get dressed up unless you're gay? And everybody laughed. I was like, I think there's a reason you went to prison. Maybe you're not a very nice man.
Oh, I didn't think that. I was like, oh, yeah, God. Anyway.
Imagine that.
That's awful. That's so dreadful. Oh my God.
Because up until that point,
wonder we all have so many problems. Why? Well, because you're gay.
Yeah. Oh God, am I going to go to prison for that?
I mean, luckily, 20 years ago, yeah.
Oh, hang on. Prison doesn't sound so bad after all.
I could be a wife.
I'd love to be somebody's bitch.
Can we call that the name of the episode?
I'd love to be somebody's bitch. Yeah. Yeah, a lovely song for a musical.
Oh, yeah. That musical I'm working on about prisons. about the British prison system. I'm thinking sort of a version of sort of Where Is Love? A very, like...
Oh, yeah.
I want to be someone's bitch. You know.
What do they call
it? Bitch. My daddy.
My daddy, my bitch daddy.
Yeah, I remember watching this Christian rock band who weren't good, doing this very heavy sort of rock, thank God for Jesus.
Mm.
And looking around at the teachers and thinking, you must know this is shit.
I remember.
Like, you must know. Like, there must be... In the teacher's office, you must all be laughing.
Oh, my God.
Like, surely you don't think this shit is good. Because not all of you can be Catholic.
No, and, like, some of you have, like, seen the way as well, like, seen the way out the other side.
Yeah, or, like, if you are... there are Catholic people who would think this is odd and I don't like it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So bizarre, so indoctrinating.
I remember once, me and my friend Joe Hoare and Paul Lewis and Adam Benningfield.
H-O-A-R-E.
Okay, that was always said.
I bet I'm the 100th person to have done that joke.
No, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't say. But we managed to volunteer to be, like, the participants in the game. I think it was the story of the giant forks. Have you ever heard that one? Giant forks. Again, another great name for the podcast. Where, like, you sit down at the banquet,
right,
and it's hell, everyone's starving.
Yeah.
There's all this food, but everyone's got these giant forks, so they can't feed themselves.
Okay. Do you use your hands?
Not an option, apparently. But in heaven, or in the Christian place, people have worked out that actually if you feed each other, then you can all have something to eat with the giant forks, so you feed each other across the table. I think it was something around that story.
Anyway, that sounds a lot like sort of some sort of sex party.
Or, like, the sort of game that they play at the end of an entertainment show. Like a sort of pilot entertainment show.
The sort of thing that might be commissioned for one series and then it doesn't come back.
Yes, exactly. I'm thinking of several things.
That we've both been involved with at some point or another.
All four of us won tickets that night to go and see GoldenEye at the cinema, which was lovely, the James Bond film.
I mean, that is fun.
And Pierce Brosnan has always been my favourite Bond.
Has he?
Sort of.
Okay. Do you think it's because of the time?
Yeah. I think so.
So, a lovely podcast about assemblies. Anything else you want to cover from assemblies?
No, I mean the singing. In secondary school, like, trying to get 400 14-year-olds to be like, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna.
Oh, God, yeah, so awful. I once was at a Catholic service, so we had to go to church once a week.
Oh, right.
We had to go to the cathedral once a week.
Oh, that's grand.
Yeah, it was. I didn't love it, though.
No?
No, because I just sort of assumed that I was gay and that they all hated me and that I probably should never tell anyone anything, so I spent a lot of my time in church thinking about those sad things.
Oh, that's sad. And if only you'd known that so many of those people working there
were...
Definitely.
Gay.
Definitely. Taking it and giving it.
Sure.
The host.
The host, who's that? His name's James.
Fabulous host. Shouldn't be so flippant, gosh.
It's fine. I think if you're listening to this, if you're still listening to this at, like, what are we, like, episode 200?
Yeah, then
and
come
you
on.
Don't like that, I think
come
we're
on.
Not the podcast for you.
Come
Others
on.
Are available.
Also, like, you know, he gave us bits.
Sure.
You got to use them.
You got to use them.
He didn't say be miserable, did he?
No.
You know.
said, crack on, have a laugh, have a drink, have a laugh.
Do you know what? He did.
On the sly, I have a fag. Don't worry about it.
Bet you know he would have done that.
Do you know what I mean?
He loved a glass of wine.
Oh, yeah.
He loved a glass of wine. Loved a garden in the middle of the night.
Do you know what? There was a nun at my school that finished the communion wine and fell down the stairs, broke her wrist. And everyone was like, you know, sister's a drinker.
As you can imagine,
the rumour mill was rife.
But I sort of think that communion wine is non-alcoholic.
Listen, it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
It was enough for her.
We didn't care. It was a lot of too much of a great story.
Yeah. Was it deemed a punishment from God that she fell down the stairs?
Oh, no. I think just a loose floorboard.
Just a loose floorboard. Yeah.
Which, you know.
What was her name, sister?
Sometimes that's God's way of telling you.
Isn't it?
It's a like, great line in...
Did a lady?
No, in Akon Antique.
Akon Antique, sorry, yeah.
Husband died, I suppose that's just God's way of telling you he's not going to be around anymore, or something like that.
Isn't it like, it's God's way of telling me, it's God's way of saying, it's time to come off the pill.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. What was it, Muesli? What was it? Muesli?
So funny.
If you haven't seen Acorn Antiques, it's so brilliant. Loads of it's on YouTube, if you're abroad.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah, my God, assemblies, what weird things. So I remember being in a Catholic cathedral counting how many lambs there were on the ceiling. There was, like, plaques of lambs.
That's literally...
Because I was so bored.
Literally a way to fall asleep.
Yeah. There were 49, and it really annoyed me, because I was like, just go up to 50 or 48. There's something... Do you know, there's something unholy about an uneven number.
Is it a holy number? No, what do they call them? A magic number? Like, there are all these magic numbers in the Bible, aren't there? Like...
Magic?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you more thinking of, like...
Maybe I'm thinking of,
But that's the thing.
Strike it lucky.
Are you thinking of Jesus or Michael Barrymore? I know you're
very, very, very interesting people to there you are. I can't remember this. I remember because I did RE GCSE, but I elected to do it because I had a great RE teacher.
I did GCSE RE because you had to do it in my school, but I really enjoyed it.
I liked it.
But, I mean, of course, mine was from the Catholic perspective, so when we did stuff like abortion, they would be like, we must tell you that in the Catholic faith,
yeah,
this is not allowed.
It's not for us. We had to balance out the argument and then form a conclusion. So you'd be like, it's very difficult for Christians because at this point in the Bible, you basically had to learn like 5 Bible quotes.
I got one of my few GCSEs is bizarre.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
It's a nice one to do.
Well, it's quite handy. And we didn't do any other religions at that point, which I think was a shame.
Yeah, I feel like now as an adult, like obviously I've done my own research, but there are things where I'm like, oh, Sikh and Hindu, and
there's like, good to know.
Like, you know, people think like, oh, I probably should know more about.
Just culturally, it's good to know, isn't it, things. But they don't teach us that, do they?
No, they don't.
As per the tweet last week, they teach us plenty of other things.
Yes, photosynthesis, thank God I know about that.
Yes, but I had a great RE teacher, Miss Chandler.
Do you know what? That's what this podcast has been about, great teachers.
And Miss Chandler, actually, she was good. But yeah, we had nice RE teachers, I liked it.
Great teachers.
I miss going to school.
I don't.
I mean, no, but you know, like, sometimes just the routine of, like, now you're going to do a bit of history.
Yeah.
I mean, Eddie Zoff's got that thing, isn't he, where it's like, school would be great if you just were allowed to sit in lessons, and they go, so, anyway, that's photosynthesis. Anyway, see you later, and you could just be like, that was very interesting.
Yeah.
Instead of like, right, now go home and learn this, and do a big essay, and write about that, and then you're going to do an exam. And it takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
But no, a lovely lecture.
Yeah, I'd love to go to a lecture. I've never been to one.
Well, I went to see The Starry Messenger the other day with Matthew Broderick Klein.
Because you met him doing...
That There's Something About Movies on Sky.
Klein.
And I went there, and Matthew Broderick's wife was there, Sarah Jessica Parker, but I didn't get to meet her.
Klein.
The way the people were crowding near where she was sat was embarrassing. Anyway, the play is about a man who does an evening class in astronomy, not the one about Pisces.
Sure.
And it was, I just like the idea of it.
Yeah, love the idea of going to an evening class. Mm. Lovely.
Mm. Yeah.
My dear friend Faye, her lovely mum, Leslie, went to an art class. And she would never show us what she did. But she just loved going. She went to an art class once a week.
What was it of she was painting?
Well.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. But I always thought that's such a nice thing to do for yourself.
I think that would be a lovely thing to do. I've got this theory in these sometimes quite bleak times. We need to encourage people to create.
Like, I think you're right.
Just be arty. Like, you know, everyone, I had this fantasy about doing a tour show where everyone brings a painting. I don't know why. I don't even know anything about art.
But you know he's really good at doing some of that, Joe Lycett.
Oh yeah, he loves art.
Well, just because, but again, he's not someone that's like particularly, like necessarily great at it, but just for the joy of doing it, which is lovely. Yeah. I think there should be more people, we should encourage people to do more of that.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I just think I love gardening. I went to the Chelsea Flower Show.
Bang.
And
did anyone ask for a photo?
A couple.
Sure.
Because it is basically a Tom Allen theme park. The whole thing is like...
So camp.
It's so camp. It's like everybody... Like, everybody there watches Bake Off the Professionals.
Of course, yeah.
Like, in no other group would that be the case.
That's
no,
the Venn diagram, isn't
that's
it?
That's the complete Venn diagram. So, it was nice for that, but...
Well, as you know, I've had a very flowery week.
Oh, Mike, why have we not talked about this until now?
Well, Tom, you know, we've got a lot to discuss.
Reminiscing about politics. Oh, my God, the balcony, Susie.
Thank you, Tom.
You should be so proud of it.
The balcony. Again, if you want to see it on my Instagram, have a little look.
It's yet another reason to scroll through.
And another reason to scroll through. Well, that's everything from us this week on Like My Defense.
Oh, I feel like we're leaving everybody on a cliffhanger. It's such a... I was going to say to you, have you thought about Sweet Pea?
What is my new nickname?
Yes.
Sure, let's do it.
Let's try and work it in. Sweet pea, the plants and flowers.
Okay.
They're a lovely one to grow. They grow very fast. They sort of look after themselves. Just give them some sticks and water. And you pick the flowers, and the more you pick, the more they grow.
Oh, I like that.
I'm not sure if you can eat them or not. Maybe look that up.
But sure, don't take Tom's word for it. Was there anything else you were going to say about the Chelsea Flower Show? Because I feel like I really crowbarred my balcony into that.
No, exactly that, though. I think we should all be...
Do those things.
All be encouraging people to, like, put on a play in your back garden. It doesn't have to be about Judy Garland, I don't mind. But
no, but if you want to be inspired by Tom, please do.
Take that as a lead.
You know the PO Box, invite us along.
Invite us along.
We'll review it.
Well, very harshly as well. We won't pull any punches, sorry. Very high standards. But just, like, you know, just, like, do a thing. Everybody should just do more things.
Yeah.
Grow a garden. I just love the idea of, like, you know, when you walk, when you go past, like, some flats or a house, and you're like, oh, that looks so sad. And I always think it's because, like, there's no, like, signs of, like, a garden. I love
life.
The idea of gardens and life and people just living, like, that's what I think living your best life is.
Yeah, I think so too. And do you know what? I think people are really good at it with cooking.
Yes.
It's a way.
Cooking is
Yeah, but I think there's other nice ways to do it. And also, like, I was telling you a little while ago, I really like doing watercolours.
Oh, yes.
And I'm quite shit at it.
Doesn't matter.
I just love
it.
They can't get you for it.
That should be like our slogan, they can't get you for it.
They can't get you anymore.
Anymore.
Well, join us next week on Like Minded Friends. If you want to see what we're up to, you can look on our Twitter or Instagram.
Please do.
You can email us at chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com.
And get ready for Susie's tour. If you haven't got your tickets, what are you doing?
Well,
Susie's doing Edinburgh.
Sure,
she's been on
tour
throughout the autumn and the new year.
Oh,
SusieRuffle.com.
Aren't we all sick of me being on tour?
No. This is how we have to do it, Susie.
Okay, sure.
Sure. And people will be very excited to see it. So it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be... what a great show, great tour.
Sure. And
so,
you know, bring your paintings.
Bring a painting if you like.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. And otherwise, we'll see
you next
time.
Next week. Next week.
Like Minded
Friends.
Okay.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.